It's Sound Effect from KNKX. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and our theme today is In Traffic. And if you think your commute is maddening, well, this one's for you. Daniel Bone lives on an idyllic farm out in Yelm, Washington.
We have 5 acres out in Yelm, in rural Yelm, and it's mostly wooded. It's a very quiet, peaceful place. At night, you can see all the stars.
But that's not where we are right now. We're talking at his other home.
A 68 Fleetwood. It's a little one-bedroom, one-bath trailer house with a mudroom on the side.
It was about to be a teardown when we bought it. It was really, really awful. It's taken us 2 years to get this far.
Bone's weekday home here might lack the charm and tranquility of his farmhouse, but he's here for a very good reason. Bone drives a cement truck in Seattle, and he also happens to be married to a KNKX personality.
Mary, should I say my name, my legal name, or my Mary Bone, Mary McCann?
Before these two met, Daniel Bone was living in Mill Creek, where the commute to Seattle was long but manageable.
A slick, easy 40 minutes, and my commute time easily doubled in the, 9 years I was living in the North End. Coming home was the worst part of the commute. So simple math, 40 minutes in doubles to an hour and a half in 10 years. Coming home, it could take up to 2 hours. That's 3 hours a day out of my life just commuting to work, on top of driving around the city all day long.
So from Mill Creek, where did you go next?
From Mill Creek, I eventually moved to Yelm. I met Mary in the spring of 2010. And a year later, we chose to marry, and I moved to Yelm in the fall of 2011. Yeah, fall of 2011.
I bought the farm in 89432, March 26, 2007. I wanted a place that wasn't kind of really close to anybody, but not, in the middle of nowhere. And I didn't quite get that right. More middle of nowhere, I think.
That sounds lovely. So you said you didn't mind the commute so much. You're used to being on the road. What was your commute like when you first moved to Yelm?
I'm 62 miles out from our home in Yelm to where I work in Seattle. And in the mornings, I could drive it an hour and 10 minutes, no problem, comfortably. Coffee in hand, well rested. However, coming home in the evenings, same scenario as when I lived up north. So in the 6 years, it grew from coming in the morning to easily an hour and 45 minutes.
So from about an hour and 10 one way to an hour 45?
Yes, and going home in the evenings, it could take as much as 3 hours to get back out to Yelm. So what's that? Four and a half, 5 hours commute time on top of my long days as a mixer driver in Seattle, which sometimes could extend 12 hours. And Mary was watching me deteriorate under that time away from home, commuting and driving. It basically made me non-functional. Worst case scenario, I've been up 16 hours. I shower while she throws together some scrambled eggs for me and some toast. Shower, dinner, and I'm out on the couch like a light.
He would come home some nights, and he just would look like a beast. His eyes would be really red, and it was like, where's my husband? I know he's in there somewhere. And it just got terrible.
What were some of the things that you did to cope on those crazy long commute days?
I've owned a 5-string banjo all my life. I just removed the console from between the seats, and I laid that banjo between the seats. A banjo has a round pot. It sat there securely. I could put the neck across my leg and still comfortably drive, and I would practice my right-hand picking rolls, the Scruggs-style picking. That's so popular with banjo players today. I was on the road so much that I actually got to where I couldn't even find time to go copy two or three more pages out of my music books. So I would just learn the same songs backwards.
So you were picking with your right hand and driving with your left?
That's correct. And I did that commute for 5 years, did not have one accident.
I'm like, well, this is untenable. Let's look for a place. And of course, the pied-à-terres or mother-in-laws up here are going, for $4,000 or something ridiculous. And I'm like, that can't happen. So I'm just, thinking, and I'm like, this cannot go on. And so I'm like, I Googled, 55 plus Noble Home Park, close to transit. And this place came up. And Daniel, for all the driving he's done around Seattle, all the mud he's delivered to that airport, he never even knew this was across from. We can walk. We can get our little bags and walk to our flight. It's that close.
That's awesome. So, you ever wonder if the growth is going to just create these transitory work camps where people just kind of camp out during the week and then go back to their regular houses on the weekends?
I do. Some drivers who live out buddy up with fellow employees here in the city. Mary had suggested that. I had considered that, but I love my home life, and it wasn't an option for me. And I think the homeless camps we're seeing around the city is evidence that we have outgrown ourselves.